I'm Mike Harding, sitting in a stone shed in the Yorkshire Dales, yet again with a stack of great new CDs to bring you 2 and a bit hours of the very best in folk, roots and acoustic music. I hope you're all doing okay and hanging on in there in these strange times that we're going through. That track I opened with there is The Temperance Reel, as many of you will know, and it's from the album Shady Grove, and the band are called Strings and Things, and I'll play you a full version of that at the end of the show, as I usually do. This is a show mostly of new releases. There's been a stunning avalanche of great albums coming through the doors from such luminaries as Kate Rusby, Faye Heald, Hank Wangford, and I don't even know how to describe it. Halfway through you will hear The Legend of Icarus O'Toole, which follows on the tradition of great Irish madmen, and I'll say no more. Also, there'll be loads of stuff from Scotland because it's particularly interesting. The number of fine albums that are coming out of the folk scene there at the moment. It seems to me to be about the healthiest it has ever been. But I'm going to kick off with something which is incredibly left field. It comes from an Italian string band called the Ter Oat String Band. Their album is called Corrente Cadillac. Regular listeners to this show will know that I played something from a previous album of theirs. I think it was last year or the year before. I really like them, and I find the idea of a Italian string band somewhat entrancing. So from the album Corrente Cadillac, this is the Ter Acut String Band with O Corrente y Cadillac.
Te t'avegge un urca mi c'ha tu bestie, mi vendo bestie, mi sento un po' suona oi se si gitti, oi se si gitti la vesta fiuraga ai muare scruse, ai muare scruse i braghi a caucia pure in te Cadillac all'ombra la frontiera pure in te Cadillac fanno la bada pure in te Cadillac bevace una violiera pure in te Cadillac lume giù a marca. Mi ne piace fumare, se istru cui pastur. Mi ne piace sbala, mi ne piace sbala, ma istru macumur. Mi devi sbala, mi devi sbala, e la testa su talpun. Ero con la vaccia, ero con la vaccia, su girame all'arculum. Current and Cadillac, just across the border. Current and Cadillac, dancers in the night. Current and Cadillac, cruzando la frontera. Current and Cadillac. Mirando sin parar. Mi dai tempo a guardare e ti ghicce lei e ti ghicce lei nel campo ti tovras mi giro les, mi ballo les da cura ta indrasa ne pa più marca, ne pa più marca valente a fanta mia cara Cadillac balla sta curenta mia cara Cadillac la sfana innamora mia cara Cadillac balla sta curenta mia cara Cadillac la sfana innamora.
40 Cadillac from the Ter Acut String Band from the album of the same name. Good stuff, isn't it? I really like that. What a jolly way to start the show. Now, a new album just out from Kate Rusby called Hand Me Down, and that's what they are. Hand Me Downs, other people's songs. And I'll quote from the sleeve notes. As a folk singer, it's what I do, reinterpret existing songs. But usually, the songs are much, much older. But after playing a version of Oasis' Don't Go Away on the BBC Radio 2 Joe Wiley show about 5 years ago, it dawned on me that not just the very old songs are handed down through the generations, but also favourite songs of any age, of any generation. End of quote. So the album is chock full of great songs from the more recent past. So from the album Hang Me Down, this is Kate Rusby with a lovely version of the Bob Marley song Three Little Birds. I think Bob Marley would like that. Kate Rusby with the Bob Marley song Three Little Birds from her new CD, Hand Me Down, and I'll play you another track from that later on in the show. Now, Rob Johnson, for me, is a man with his finger very much on the pulse of our times. Unlike Joe Solo and Leon Russellton, two other great singer-songwriters, he's unafraid of the truth. Like them, he doesn't seek your approval, doesn't care if you like him or not. The songs are the thing, and God blimey, has he written some brilliant songs. The Bullingdon Circus, Welcome to Mugsborough, two of the best songs of the last 50 years. Great singer, great songwriter. And his new album, he's always up to the minute with things, and his new album is called Pandemic Songs. So, from Rob Johnson and the Irregulars, this is his take on what we've all been going through recently. One more lockdown day.
Tesco's. Today the sky was blue. They had people in the car park to show you where to queue. There was black and yellow tape down to show you where to stand. Everything was thought out, every detail planned. That's how one more lockdown day goes by. You listen to the radio, the news is all bad news. EU offer ventilators, but the Brexit boys refuse. 'Cause their mate makes vacuum cleaners, and they can't say when, but we'll have British ventilators. Just hold your breath till then. That's run the country, we'd be a whole lot better off.
Johnson and the Irregulars from the album Pandemic Songs with One More Lockdown Day. And for just those of you who might be feeling a little shell-shocked after, I don't know, Bob Marley song, an Italian string band song, and Rob Johnson and the boys giving it hot rocks there, I'm going to slip into something a little bit more traditional and measured. I'm a grateful junior member of the Manchester Irish traditional music scene, and my weekly groove used to be the Jolly Angler pub at the back of Piccadilly Station, where I would go every week to try and learn a few tunes and join in. Sadly, it looks as though the days of the Jolly Angler are done. It may be heading for demolition as Manctopia, that great takeover of the city by foreign money, marches on and builds more and more office blocks for people who want to work in them, building more and more office blocks. Still, in its heyday, the Jolly Angler would have as many as 12 or 14 musicians, easily, all playing together, and great people like Mike McGoldrick, Desi Donnelly would pop in and just play along from time to time. A great place where everybody was welcome, and the landlord kept a good pint of Guinness. And one of the great musicians who was a regular there is Patricia Walsh. Sometimes Pat was the only woman in a room full of grumpy old blokes, but she was more than capable of holding her own, both as a fabulous whistle player and as a great traditional musician. Well, she's just released her first solo album, produced and recorded by Mike McGoldrick. The album is called Simply Whistle. I'm going to play two lots of tunes from it. First one now and the second later in the show. The first set is called Poolbeg Chimneys and the Ivy Leaf. The Ivy Leaf is a traditional reel, of course, and Poolbeg Chimneys is one of Patricia's own compositions. The album is chock full of great tunes that she's written. Poolbeg Chimneys, as many of you will know, is the first thing you see when you're coming from Britain towards Dublin Bay, and you're going to dock in against the north wall there, and you'll see those two big chimneys, which I think are now redundant, sticking up as though to welcome you to the island of music, saints, scholars, and quite a few sinners as well. Anyway, from the album Simply Whistle, this is Patricia Walsh with Poolbeg Chimneys and the Ivy Leaf. Thank you.
One morning as I walked through fields and fine forests, I saw up above a maid on the mountain. Her steps seemed to fall like leaves do in autumn. I thought if I could reach her, my heart would be as light as the birds singing there by the side of that wild mountain stream. Oh, had I the wings and the heart of that starling, upwards I would fly to the arms of my darling. She would look upon me kindly and sweetly. I'd shield her forever through wintry winds and dangers that lurk by the side of that wild mountain stream. Oh, but I was to free and court with the women, and drink was my friend on every occasion. Her father, he wants for her riches in plenty, and a man that would endow them with name and with fortune. But all that I possess is a love for that wild mountain. And now I am old and my bones, they are weary. Time after time I return to that clearing. With sadness in my heart I search through the forest, ever mindful of seeing a sign or a sight of that fair young maid by the side of that wild mountain stream.
Well, I couldn't resist joining those two together because two of the lads in McGoldrick, McCusker and Doyle, who were in that last track, Made on the Mountain, are also playing on Patricia Walsh's album Simply Whistle. And I just thought it would be nice to co-join them, particularly because Mike McGoldrick, playing flute there on the song, was also producer and played tenor guitar as well as second whistle on Pat's track, The track you heard first. Poolbeg Chimneys and the Ivy Leaf from the album Simply Whistle, Patricia Walsh, and that was followed by The Maid on the Mountain from McGoldrick, McCusker and Doyle's new album, The Reed That Bends in the Storm. And here's another thing that struck me then. I was listening to that and I thought, yeah, great tune. Of course, it's the Spanish Cloak, the traditional Irish tune, the Spanish Cloak. The words to that song were written by Al O'Donnell, and I thought, Wouldn't it be a good idea, maybe, next show, to just do a load of things like that? Connections, tunes like The Spanish Cloak being used for that kind of song, and tunes like Napoleon Crossing the Alps used for the, well, I think it's Glasgow Irish song, The Hot Asphalt. So next time I'm going to do a few things like that, connections. But who knows? Anything could happen in the next month. Anyway, two great tracks back to back there. And I think what I'll do now is play you a track from an album that's not new by any means at all, from Happy Traum. Some of you might remember that I played a track from him on the Last Request show. And I went and got hold of the album because I didn't have that particular album. And it's got loads of great songs in it, including this one, the Lead Belly song, When I Was a Cowboy. So I thought, I'll play it for you now.
Them bullets was a flying just like a shower rain. Come a cow, cow, yicky, come a cow, cow, yicky, yicky, yay. Come a cow, cow, yicky, come a cow, cow, yicky, yicky, yay. I said, when I was a cowboy out on the western plain, when I was a cowboy out on the western plain, I made a half a million just a pulling on the bridle reins. Come a cow, cow, yicky, come a cow.
Great stuff. The album is called Buckets of Song, and that was Happy Traum with the Lead Belly song, When I Was a Cowboy. If you want any information, by the way, on any of the artists on this podcast or any of the 270-odd other podcasts which are available for you on the website, just go to www.mikehardingfolkshow.com and fill your boots. Now, The Living Mountain is a new album from Jenny Sturgeon. Regular listeners to this show will know that I've played tracks of Jenny's on and off over the last 4 or 5 years at least. And the album and its title take inspiration from a book of the same name by the great outdoors writer Nan Shepherd, which is nowadays considered as one of the great classics of outdoors writing. Ironically, outdoor writing is seeing a boom at the very time this government is smashing the last of our natural habitats up with their planning laws and things like HS2. Well, Jenny's own experience growing up near and walking in the Cairngorms of Scotland has formed her music very, very much. And in the new album, Jenny explores her own and other people's connection with the wild. And the 12 songs in the album, each of them take inspiration from the chapter titles of Nan's book. And the lyrics tell about exploring the land, the love of the land, and the loss of the land, and wonder at the world around us, from natural things like small-scale mosses and moths to the wider landscape and the great mountains. But let's see what you think. I'm going to play you two tracks from what I think is an absolutely amazing album, and the first one is called The Recesses. This is Jenny Sturgeon.
What do you see, to feel, to know when you're there? Cracks and fissures, fractures, forced and falling fair in the dark and hidden. You don't really know what's there.
Sturgeon with The Recesses from her new album The Living Mountain, and I'll play you another track from that later on in the podcast. And by the way, Jenny's set up a little grove called the Living Mountain Grove, where she's planting native trees, working with the Scottish Rewilding Conservation Charity Trees for Life. So every time you buy a copy of her CD or LP, you're helping to plant more trees in Scotland. Now I'm going to stay in Scotland with another song from the great outdoors. St Kilda is an island uninhabited now, lying in the Atlantic Ocean 50 miles west of the Outer Hebrides, and I had the great good fortune to make landfall there a few years back. It's uninhabited now, as I said. People were taken off the island 90 years ago. Well, when I went there, I slept out under the stars in one of the roofless black houses in a bivy bag. An amazing place. I woke up in the morning, went for a walk on the cliffs where men once hung on ropes collecting seabirds' eggs, and I was dive-bombed by skuas. Now, there's a new album called Gairfowl out, which celebrates St. Kilda and two of the anniversaries connected with the island. It's 90 years since the inhabitants were evacuated in 1930, and it's 180 years since the last of the great orcs, or Gairfowl, as they're called in St. Kilda, was killed. Ewan MacDonald and his father Murdo are relatives of one of the men who actually killed the last of the great orcs. And they had this idea, almost, if you like, to make amends in a way and mark their family's history by recording a tribute album with an international gathering of musicians. There's 8 amazing atmospheric interpretations of traditional St. Kildan songs, which have been sourced from archives and manuscripts, and there are also 3 modern tunes written on or about St. Kilda by Ewan and Murdo MacDonald. The result, I believe, is an absolute masterpiece, with the instruments sounding like seabirds' calls, the waves, the wind on the island, and the songs themselves are just stunning. See what you think of this. From the album Cliffs, the band are calling themselves Gairfowl. This is, and I will make a mess of the pronunciation, but never mind, Hian de la Horo Ri, Ho Hian de la La.
Ho, la la la.
I think it's Hion Dala Horo Ri Horo Hion Dala La from the album Cliffs and the band Gairfowl. Another track from them later on in the show. And forgive me for my terrible pronunciation of the Gaelic. Another song now from Kate Rusby's new album Hand Me Down. And this one is Love of the Common People. Many of you will know this. Loads of covers. John Denver, Paul Young, Wanda Jackson, Sneaky Pete, Kleinow. And now our own little Barnsley Nightingale, Kate Rusby. Is it a folk song? Of course it bloody well is. Kate Rusby with Love of the Common People from her new album Hand Me Down. Now, this summer gone, I played a couple of tracks from Joshua Bernal's new album Flowers Where the Horses Sleep, in which he's used his own imagination as a launching pad for songs which sound as though they should be traditional, even though they're not. They're deeply rooted in the tradition. I'm going to play you one of his songs now called Joan of the Greenwood, which is like a murder ballad, like a fairy ballad, like a magic ballad, like all three rolled together.
One evening late in the dawn of the springtime, sing blithe till the end of the day. As the sunlight died on the brow of the greenwood, there she spied a young maid by the road was lain. Her skin was bare, bitten by the rising brambles, and her hair pinned down in the soil and the rain. Said Lady Grey, put a halt to the horses, the coachman said, it's but a play of the knights of the road. Oh, have you no shame, said the lady to the coachman, to pass her by in her hour of need. The maiden came up and vaulted the coachside, her eyes a gleam of the green of the oak and the ash, her skin like a rose and like a feather was a bush fall. Said Lady Grey, pray tell me your name. My Lady Grey, I am Joan of the Greenwood, left this way by the wretchedest rake in the land. He took my heart with promises of resolute chains, then left me stark to be lost in the cold. Approach, approach, young Joan of the Greenwood, stand aside and let this fair lady aboard. Now worry you not, for your trials and your troubles are behind you. Take food and clothes and have a rest from the road. Oh, whence you ride, said Joan to the lady, the green hill side, to be wed on this late summer's day. His hair shimmers white, yet blacker than any raven, and his eyes outshine all the woes in the world. If his hair is white, yet as black as a raven, his eyes outshine all the worries and woes in the world. Beware, oh beware, for the fair knight you shall marry is the selfsame rake who has left me this way. You lie, little Joan of the Greenwood, go back outside where you belong in the soil and the rain, to think of the care and the charity I gave you. With jealous scorn, you do me repay. The carriage came to a church on the hillside. There he stood, not a soul at the sight to be seen. His hands, they were white, yet redder than sunrise, and Lady Grey fell fast in his arms. He took her hand and led her up to the altar, and all his light slid away to the dark in his eyes. In the sight of the Lord, his fingers tightly fastened round her, and though she screamed, not a note could be heard. A gale howled high, up and bold from the green, but the lady cried as the splinters were scarred in her skin. The rake took a root, his feet tunneled down through the tombstones, his black hair twined into bramble and briar.
Joshua Bernal with Joan of the Greenwood, and that comes from his album Flowers Where the Horses Sleep. It could take me hours or just a few minutes to introduce this next couple of tracks. I'll try and make it the shortest possible introduction I can do. There has long been an Irish tradition of surreal whimsy. Those who know will recognise what I mean when I say Flann O'Brien's At Swim Two Birds and The Third Policeman, or Beckett's Waiting for Godot. Surrealism, existentialism and comedy all jumbled together. Like a Guinness-induced dream deep in the heart of St. Bridget's Well, high up in Liscannor on the cliffs of Moher. One such has just arrived, the legend of Icarus O'Toole. Icarus O'Toole is a satirical love story about an innocent child of nature born on the beautiful and wild Achill Island off the coast of Mayo, free as a bird, it says here, with a predilection for chasing about naked on the high cliffs of Croghorn. His carefree life slowly gathers momentum, then races around like an out-of-control roller coaster. All of this appears in a book written and illustrated by John A. Blakey, born in Yorkshire of Irish descent, now living in Ireland after years teaching English and communications in the fair county of Yorkshire. His work has taken him all over the world, from Siberia, where he designed costumes for performers from the State Opera, on to Mombasa and to Costa Rica. He's now living in Ireland, painting and writing and creating great works. So there's a book called The Legend of Icarus O'Toole, illustrated by a great Yorkshire Irishman, which follows the tradition of the travels of the madman Sweeney. Accompanying the book is an amazing CD with a list of artists that includes Matt Malloy, Des Kafaki, Steve Cooney, Pete Brown, Shane McGowan and the Clew Bay Pipe Band. And that's all I'm going to say, because now I'm just going to play you two tracks from this most wonderful of albums, The Legend of Icarus O'Toole. The first track is called The Wild Sparrow, and the second one, I'm just going to leave it because I'm sure you'll recognise it. There's no Mick Jagger on it, by the way.
I soar just like an eagle, yet I waddle like a duck, with feathers like a peacock, all clouted up with muck. I dart as though a dragonfly across the crystal pond. I'm a graceful summer swallow with a phony magic wand. I'm as skittish as a creepy bug that crawls beneath the bed where people put their boots on. Squash me till I'm dead. I've the freedom of a tumbleweed. I'm a felon on the run, yet I dazzle like a hummingbird outflitting in the sun. I'm as happy as a butterfly, for this you have my word. I'm a chirpy little sparrow, a fly upon a turd. I'm as skittish as a creepy bug that crawls beneath the bed where people put their boots on and squash me till I'm dead. I've the freedom of a tumbleweed. I'm a felon who's on the run, yet I dazzle like a hummingbird outflitting in the sun.
Later.
There you go. The Legend of Icarus O'Toole is the name of the album. That was Honky Tonk Woman. Before that, you heard The Wild Sparrow. John A. Blakey is the man responsible. And don't listen to the album if you've been drinking a lot or smoking herbal mixtures for your premenstrual cramps, because it may just push you over the edge. Who knows? The original Honky Tonk Woman is, of course, Virginia Kettle from that fine band, Merry Hell. And Virginia's got a solo album just out called No Place Like Tomorrow. All her own songs, and many of the songs, I think, sum up the present state of play in this land of Albion. This is one of my favourite tracks from the album. Here's Virginia Kettle with Union Jack House. Just listen to the lyrics of this. They are superb.
Basement, underclass, looting, shooting, broken glass, aspiration come too late for teenage mothers living off the state. Going up, ba 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 ba, going up, ba 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 ba. Ground floor, factory walls, trade unions, overalls, hard graft, money tight, KFC bucket on a Friday night. Going up, ba 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 ba, going up, ba 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 ba. First floor, front line, underpaid, overtime, rising fuel bills, wages freeze, living like lemons freshly squeezed. Going up, ba 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 ba, going up, ba 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 ba. This is the house that Jack built, the house the Union Jack built. This is the house that Jack built, the house the Union Jack built. This is the house that Jack built, the house the Union Jack built. This is the house that Jack built, the house that Union Jack built. Second floor professionals, lawyers, teachers, medicals, big ambition, price to pay, junior doctors on a 20-hour day. Going up, ba 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 ba, going up, ba 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 ba. Third floor, stocks and shares, investment bankers, bulls and bears, market crash, hit the scotch, pony club, school fees, suicide watch. Going up, ba 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 ba. Fourth floor, the bent MP, fiddled expenses, living rent free, paranoid, phone hack sweat, what you give is what you get. Going up, going up, going up, going up, going up. Mind the doors, please. Going up, going up, going up, going up. Ba 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 ba. This is the house that Jack built, the house the Union Jack built. This is the house that Jack built, the house the Union Jack built. This is the house that Jack built, the house the Union Jack built. This is the house that Jack built, the house that Union Jack built. Top floor, the landed gentry, property rich, but the purse is empty. No more servants below stairs, huddled round the fire burning Chippendale chairs. Going up, if there's a heaven, going up, hallelujah, going up, if there's a heaven, going up, ooh. Round the back there is a communal garden, multicolored rainbow of opportunity. Fertile ground for all to plant and cherish. I love evergreen, land of the free. This is the house that Jack built, the house the Union Jack built. This is the house that Jack built, the house the Union Jack built. This is the house that Jack built, the house the Union Jack built. This is the house that Jack built, the house that Union Jack built.
Well, the album's called No Place Like Tomorrow. That's Virginia Kettle with Union Jack House. Cracking, cracking album. Now, I've been doing too much talking through this show. I'm going to play you a track from Jenny Sturgeon's new album, The Living Mountain, as I promised earlier on. And this is another beautiful song called Air and Light.
Sun I'll call, not knowing where, on a path of my own, up where the air is clear, a crystal quality, that's where I'll be. Wander along the hurried stream, waterlogged earth, feel it soft underfoot. A beauty in the rise and fall, between the sun and rose rock, my thoughts drift away. An illusion of
down with the
Jenny Sturgeon with a beautiful song, Air and Light, from her wonderful album, The Living Mountain. Now, just down the road from me in Connemara, there lives the only country and western gynaecologist I know. Many of you will know him. Hank Wangford has a rake of fine albums to his name and has appeared on many, many stages across the world. His new album is called Holy Holy, and a copy of it was given to me by the lad who did the album cover, Joe Bosky, who's done so many covers for so many people, from Desi Donnelly through to Dannon, and a couple of my own also. From the album Holy Holy, this is Hank Wangford himself with Knocking on Your Door Again. And never has a gynaecologist had a finer set of tonsils than this man.
Across the room, I knew that I'd be wanting more. Then the twinkle in your eye told me why I should have come and knocking on your door. I said,
ooh, I'm knocking, I'm knocking on your door again. Ooh, I'm knocking, I'm knocking on your door again.
Your blue, blue eyes, I knew you were the one for me. I saw your smile, wider than a mile. I said, oh, come and have a cup of tea.
I said, ooh, I'm knocking, I'm knocking on your door again. Ooh, I'm knocking.
Wangford from his album Holy Holy with Knocking on Your Door Again. And before any of you start to write in and accuse me of talking daft and making things up, Hank is in fact a gynaecologist. And a singing gynaecologist should come as no shock to anybody. You got Singing Postman. You got Light Boy. Remember him? Singing Window Cleaner. Van, I'll be round for the money next week. Morrison. And there you go, singing lighthouse keepers. Why should you not have a job and sing at the same time, I ask? Exactly. Now, in September 2010, Faye Heald released her debut solo album, Looking Glass. I remember then thinking, what a great voice and what a great understanding, empathy, connect with the traditional material she was singing, The Lass Had. Over the years, she's produced a terrific body of songs, uncluttered and sung with integrity and soul. Her new album is called Rackline, and it looks at that liminal world, the boundaries between the everyday and the world of magic, of legend, of the animal kingdom, the worlds which we go to and from, according to legends and folk songs. Here's a couple of tracks from the album. In a moment you will hear Sweet William's Ghost, but first I'm going to play you a song called Hair Spell. And the words for this come from the testimony given by the witch Isabel Gowdy at her trial in 1662, and she shared the spell with which she said she turned herself into a hare. So the words are by Isabel Gowdy, the witch, and the tune is by Faye Heald.
I shall go into a hare with sorrow, sigh, and a mickle care. I shall go into a hare with sorrow, sigh, and a mickle care. I go to the devil in the devil's name and stay till I come home again. I go to the devil in the devil's name and stay till I come home again. I shall go into a crow with sorrow, sigh, and the blackest throw. I shall go into a crow with sorrow, sigh, and the blackest throw. I go to the devil in the devil's name and stay till I come home again. I go to the devil in the devil's name and stay till I come home again. I shall go into a cat with sorrow, sigh, and a jet black shot. I shall go into a cat with sorrow, sigh, and a jet black shot. And I go to the devil in the devil's name and stay till I come home again. I go to the devil in the devil's name and stay till I come home again. I shall go into a hare with sorrow, sigh, and a mickle care. I shall go into a hare with sorrow, sigh, and a mickle care. I go to the devil in the devil's name and stay till I come home again. I go to the devil in the devil's name and stay till I come home again.
She heard a dead man moan.
she said, are you my brother John? Are you my own love, sweet William from Scotland? Home has come. Oh, I'm not your father, Lady Margaret, he said, nor am I your brother John. I am your own love, sweet William from Scotland. Home has come. Lady Margaret was sitting in her own loyal bar, built of a lime and stone. Lady Margaret was sitting in her own loyal bar when she heard a dead man.
Faye Heald with Sweet William's Ghost from her new album Ratline, and before that from the same album you heard Faye singing Hairspell. It's a great, great album. Now, John Campbell Munro is probably better known to many of us as the guy who was Eric Bogle's right-hand man for many, many years. Eric toured many times over here in the UK and in Europe, and when I saw him, he always had John Campbell Munro playing and singing alongside him. But sadly, as many of you will know, John died after a long fight with cancer. But not before he left us a great legacy of songs, particularly about Ned Kelly, the great Australian bushranger. And in fact, only a few months before he died, he recorded a CD called The Kelly Collection. Well, this is one of them, which I always thought was a traditional Australian ballad, and it shows how wrong I was. This is Stringy Bark Creek.
My name is Kennedy, earnest and steadfast. I brought my comrades to Stringy Bark Creek, sent by my masters to bring in the outcast, doing my duty for £2 a week.
My name is McIntyre, Law's brave defender. I was the only one left at the end. I heard the bush rangers call to surrender, but I saw the gun in the hand of my friend.
It's for high life that they hunt you down. No trial or jury, they set you apart. Dead or alive, there'll be £500 for the Kellys, Joe Byrne and Steve Hart.
My name is Scanlon of soldierly bearing, chosen for courage and skill in the fight. Proud of the Queen's uniform I was wearing, it was tattered by shot as I fixed him in sight. Silver. First to take aim, I was shot through the eye. Me it was first, then who made him the killer? Me in the end, who consigned him to die?
It's for my life that they hunt you down. No trial or jury, they set you apart. Dead or alive, there'll be £500. For the Kellys, Joe Byrne and Steve
throwing down his gun.
Oh, then you better off.
government forced to walk in chains. Well, I'd rather fight with all my might while I have eyes to see. Well, I'd rather die 10,000 times than hang from a gallows tree.
Well, I just could not resist that. That, of course, was the ballad of Ned Kelly from the Fotheringay album, simply called Fotheringay, another of those Hippopotamus albums. And before that, you had John Campbell Monroe from the Kelly Collection with his song Stringy Bark Creek. Two great songs about the great Australian bushranger that many people believe was a hero and of whom others have a slightly different opinion. I'm going to play another track now from the album Cliffs by Ger Fowle. If your attention span is good enough, you might remember it's a body of songs inspired by the traditions and life of St Kilda. This, I think, is an absolutely beautiful track, but I'm sure to get the pronunciation wrong. It looks to me like a Fogel Hjort, so forgive me if I've got that completely and utterly wrong, but it is a beautiful piece of music. powerful piece of music. The album is called Cliffs, the band Gairfowl, and that track, and again, I'll get this wrong, I think it's pronounced Arfogl Hjort, but again, as I said, I could be completely wrong. I'm going to stay in that kind of mood with another piece of music that's got definitely Scottish roots to it. Jenna Moynihan is a young woman fiddle player and singer who's got deep Scottish roots but was born in the United States. I think she lives in Boston. I'm not exactly sure. She's just released a beautiful single, which is her version of the traditional song, Across the Western Ocean. I think it's wonderful, but let's see what you think.
Across the Western Ocean.
Across the Western Ocean. Brilliant, brilliant version of that great traditional song from Jenna Moynihan, and that's a single. I got it from Bandcamp because, you know, I might be 75, but I'm still down there with the kids on the block, you know. I'm going to play another track now from Pat Walsh's wonderful new album, Simply Whistle, and this is called Claudia's Waltz, written especially for her little granddaughter, who you might hear at the beginning and the end of this tune. But when I was typing a rough running order of the show, I put in Claudia's Waltz, and the spell checker turned it into Claudius Waltz, as in the Roman Emperor. Well, little Claudia is certainly not a Roman Emperor, though she may well be the apple and the little princess of her grandma's eyes. I reckon she is. This is a great tune that Pat wrote for her. Claudia's Waltz. Claudia's Waltz, nothing to do with the Roman Emperor. And that's from Pat Walsh's new album, Simply Whistle. And it's full of great music like that. That great genius, Mike McGoldrick, produced the album and played on many of the tracks. John Doyle appears on a couple of the tracks, as does Tim Eady. And there's what I think are some of the best sleeve notes I've ever read, because they're written from the heart. And I must admit that there are so many resonances with my own experiences of the Irish traditional music scene in Manchester and beyond. It's a great album. Now, as I was putting this show to bed in a way, just getting things all together, there came through the letterbox three albums, one after the other, which meant that they had to come in. The first one I'm going to play a track from now is O'Hooley and Tiddo, live at St. George's Hall, Bristol, a collection of some of their most well-known and most amazing songs. And I've just got to play you this one, which, of course, many of you will know from the great BBC series Gentleman Jack. This is the song that came well in advance of the TV series.
Good singers before. We're going to split you up into two groups. Everyone to the left of Heidi Tidoff is in Team Ann Walker. And everybody to the right of Heidi Tidoff is in Team Ann Lister. Team Ann Walker, don't be disappointed. You don't have to wear those shoulder pads. And you're going to sing with me. It goes like this.
Best I'm running.
but nobody likes a Jack the Lass. Jack the Lass, Jack the Lass, no one likes a Jack the Lass. The coat is cracked, your back's a fat, your knives are out, the Gentleman Jack. Thank you!
Thank you very much! Thank you!
Well, it sounds as though the audience enjoyed that somewhat. O'Hoolihan Tido there, from the album Live at St. George's Hall, with Gentleman Jack. Now, the second album that came through was from Lauren McCall, that wonderful Scottish fiddler. And like everything else I've played from Scotland, it's just steeped in the atmosphere and the land. It's as though Scotland is suddenly discovering, not that it ever forgot, the great beauty and the great traditions and the great roots that lie beneath the soil, and is celebrating it, in particularly in the work of the younger musicians that are emerging from the Scottish folk scene. This album is wonderful. It's called Landscane, and from it this is a tune called Mrs. McIntosh of Reig Moor. Great piece of music. Solo fiddle there, Lauren McCall, from the album Landscane, with Mrs. McIntosh of Reig Moor. And there's really strong echoes of the Nordic fiddle tradition there. Brilliant. What a great musician. Now, the last track I'm going to play from the trio that came flopping through the letterbox is from a new album called Long Time Passing. And it's the Kronos Quartet and friends celebrating the life and work of Pete Seeger. It's a great album on the Smithsonian Folkways label. How could it not be? One of the great record labels of the world. But the song I'm going to play you is not written by Pete, and it's not traditional. It's a song written by Zoe Mulford, who many of you will know. I think she's still living in the Manchester region, but is American by birth, but a great songwriter and a fabulous singer. I love her work. And this song was written, well, it's self-explanatory, really, when President Obama went to meet some people after a terrible, terrible massacre that had taken place in a church. And it's gone on to become a classic in America. And what can I say? Other than it's called The President Sang Amazing Grace.
A young man came to a house of prayer. They did not ask what brought him there. He was not friend, he was not kin, but they opened the doors and they let him in. And for an hour the stranger stayed. He sat with them and he seemed to pray. But then the young man drew a gun and he killed 9 people, old and young. In Charleston, in the month of June, the mourners gathered in a room. The president came to speak some words, and the cameras rolled, and the nation heard. But no words could say what must be said for all the living and the dead. So on that day and in that place, the president sang Amazing Grace. The president sang Amazing Grace. We argue where to lay the blame, on one man's hate or our nation's shame. Some sickness of the mind or soul, and how might be made whole. But no words could say what must be said for all the living and the dead. So on that day and in that place, the president said, my president sang Amazing Grace.
The Coronas Quartet and Friends there, from the album Celebrating the Life and Work of Pete Seeger, Long Time Passing is the name the album, which of course is the refrain in Where Have All the Flowers Gone, Long Time Passing. And that was the president sang Amazing Grace, song written by the wonderful singer-songwriter Zoe Mulford. Thanks ever so much for listening. Do take care of yourselves, keep smiling and be kind to each other, because there's not a lot else we can do. I'm going to finish with playing you the full version of the track I played you a little bit of at the head of the show. This is the Temperance Reel and Shenandoah Falls from the band Strings and Things. Their album Shady Grove is pure class, but just cop your whack for this.